of Aleph. Omer Belozer, Nochri Yerel Kirabim Voiser. So in this print, it's in the left column all the way at the bottom. Different print over there. So Rabbi Elazar said, "Nachmi Rekha Rabban Boiser." So what was the case? If there's going to be. So Shmuel said before that if there's three people, one on the inside, two on the outside, so that the one on the inside does not aser on the two on the outside because he's only one. But that one inside is a Nachri, he asers. Furthermore, Kasha Maishno, you still the Yachid, then I know Iser. In case of Yisil, who's the Yachid, doesn't answer. Why? The Choman, the Chosel, who the Metalton, he yodded the Yachid, who yodded, if he knows it's one, he knows it's one. The Yachid, Charlotte, too late, it's only one, he doesn't answer. Milo Yodo, if he doesn't know that it's only one, and he thinks that maybe there's two inside. I remember Daite, the Metalton, Yelim, Shum, the Irv, Bahar Yadari. Probably they'd made an Erev. So he knows that three people go in and out of into this area. He doesn't know whether one lives on the inside and two on the outside or vice versa. He'll assume there was an Erev. So Yachir Nochri Nami, Neima I Yodah the Yachir who Hayodah. If he knows that the Nochri is the one lives, he's the one who lives in the inner one by himself. So he knows. Vilo Yodah Amar Bedaita Hayne Matalta Dogger Minei who they rented from him. If he had rented, it would be a chiddush. People would hear about it. People did not hear about a schiris. They assume it probably is carrying. Even though there's a nochri there without schiris. So Rabbi Elazar only makes sense like Shmuel. Shmuel says if there's one on the inside, two on the outside, it's mutter. If the one inside is a goy, it's also. The Mari, the Ikonokri, Bipinimis, and Shnei Yisrael, and Bechitzer, and become an Alpha Gav, the Yisrael, Echo Bipinimis, Lehavi Oyser, and Nokri Oyser. Because according to Rabbi Abba, even if there's a Yachab Bipinimis, it's also. Because people don't know if it's one on the inside, two on the outside, or vice versa. Deeker about Abba, Sirle Doyser, Oyser, Mayer Nokri, Aphil Yisrael Nami. Said it wants just three people, it's always also. No matter if it's three Jews, it's also. So it's not forget if there's a goy there or not. Well, Echel remember Kervada Sira Le Yomar the Ika Nochi Bepnimis Yisrael Echel Bichitzeno. There's only two people. That can't be the case of Chay Gadlan. Feel a Nochi and Oyster. Why should he ask her? Because even if it had been together in the same chotzer. Is one Jew, one Goy, we sit down before that does an answer. Because in general, they don't live together. So if so, Rabbi Elazar is going like Shmuel, we pass him like Shmuel. And furthermore, we pass him like the Mekel, that Shmuel says that three does an answer if it's a Yachid Bepinimus. According to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abba, three answers if it's a Yachid Bepinimus. Pierce of Alpha Zal, also Rav Elazar Shaper, to Ravada Ari Bisholosh Chatzeris, Rav Elazar Ari Bishnei Chatzeris. Ravada's case is three people living in three different Chatzeris, all connecting out. So people don't know the arrangement, and they get confused. But Rav Elazar going to case with, Ravada Rav was murdered by two Chatzeris, and it's mutter. But Rav Elazar's stomach says of the case of two Chatzeris, if one of them is a goy, it asers. Of base. I'm Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shmuel. A surabat and Zulu, there's 10 houses, one behind the other. Each the further ones only have access out to the chotzer through the outer ones. So it's 10, one behind the other. Panimi Noisit Eruva Vidayo. The only one who has to contribute, if there's other houses in the chotzer besides, so they have to make an Eruv. So only the back one has to contribute to the Eruv. That's Shmuel. Rechon Rafil Chitzin, the Chitzin also has to give. So Mor says Chitzin Besharu. The other one is an access house. Eme Chitzin Shapanimi. The second to the last one, the one furthest back, the one in front of it. Welcome back. Marsa Rechitzin Shalpanimi. Habe Beshar. Shmuel says number 10 is the house. Numbers 1 through 9 are Beshar. So number 9 is also Beshar. Marsa Reloi Habe Beshar. He also not considered Beshar because you don't, there's no, it's not, there's no Beshar Lo Yochid. So therefore, number 10 is only one house, so number 9 can't be a Beishar for number 10. But number 9 and 10 are two houses, and numbers 1 through 8 are Beishar for 9 and 10. That's not Beishar. Now, the common parakeet of Mishnah, when Amr Kalmakam Shem Chachamim Hador Shem Ein Oyser, and Oyser Eruv Shem Ein Eruv, Ein Eruv. Chama said, if you're talking about a type of dwelling which is not a normal dwelling, and therefore if a person will be living in that house, will not have a chiyuv to contribute, and if he doesn't contribute, would not ask, or so if you put an Erev there, it's not a valid Erev, because it's not a Mokum Dira. But Chutz, there's one exception, the Beis Shar de Yochid. The only exception is the Beis Shar de Yochid. What's that? Pir Shabbagav, the Hador Shom Ein Oyser, a person who lives in a Beis Shar de Yochid, doesn't answer. And it's an Eruv Shom Eruv Eruv. That's the more it says. But it means state doch that a Beis Shar de Yochid doesn't answer, which means it's called Hezim of Beis Shar. And here we're saying, it doesn't have a Dinim of Beis Shar by Yochid. Yeshur Madahi, please, other Beis Shar. So that's Rav talking over there. And so we pass in the Rebbechon over here, Keneged Shmuel, and pass in the Rebbechon over there, Keneged Rav. Okay. Inami hasam be shar chotzer de yochid deloy over the dira. Vaga bayis over the dira meaning be shar de yochid loishmei be shar. In other words, the classical be shar is there was a chotzer, and from the outside going into the chotzer, there was a little guardhouse. That's a bona fide be shar, and that's. Even if there's only a yachid living behind it, it's called a beishar. The yachid, that's a beishar. It's a betzim of beishar. Over here we're talking about a betzim. It's a house. We're being mechadish, even though it's a house. Hayois, it's used for access. It gets a dinner of beishar. So on that we're going to say, even though it's a dinner of beishar, like Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not mechuyev, but. So there was a Beishar the Yochid, Loishma Beishar. Since it's Betzim really a house, so to be mevatel its status of a house and change it into a Beishar, you have to have a lot of people using it. The Gemara that is talking about something which is really bona fide is a Beishar. Betzim, all it is a guardhouse. So that even though it's only Yochid behind it, is a Beishar. So that's the Gemara later on that's called a Beishar the Yochid. And over here we're saying it's not, because really it's a house. It's a real bona fide house, so you need more people going through to mimavatal its shame bias.
And the difference is based on the construction, or?
The case over here was, it was sort of about the Zulif, the Mizu, there was people who were actually living in these things. The case over there was, it was the guardhouse on the way into the Chotzer.
I understood.
Right.
So that regardless of so it sounds as if regardless of construction is constructed as a house. Because two or more have to pass through it in order to get to another house.
I'm not sure what the question is constructed, but the fact that a person is using it as a bias, the person over here actually lived in here. In the guardhouse, nobody lives in a guardhouse. Let's say a person would decide, listen, I have nowhere else to live, but I start living in a guardhouse, it might have the same issue. But that wasn't the case. The case where there was, it was a Beishar. It was made for the guard to sit in.
So what's the difference? Is it a matter of construction?
No, it was a matter of function. There was functioning as a beis shah. Here was functioning as a house basin. With a chiddush, that a house which has allows in and out is, becomes a beis shah.
Why?
A house which allows a lot of people to go through gets a different beis shah. But it bets him it's a house. The person living there. So the mevato, the status of a home. And so we can make it into a beis shah, you need that there should be multiple people using it for access. But something which is its function is to be a guardhouse, that's what it's functioning as. It's functioning as a guard, with a guard person in there. So that's a beis shah. You're trouble with it. Okay. Amr Nachman, Amr Rabba Ravua, Shtechet Seres, Shlosh Abatim, Benayim. Zeba derech zeba niyach ruba bezeb, zeba derech zeba niyach ruba bezeb. So you have three. You have two chetzeris, and the three houses in between the two chetzeris, and the houses open one into the other. So from chetzer A, you go into house number one, then to house number two, and house number three, and then you go out to chetzer number two, the chetzer B. So if they both want to put their, both chetzeris want to put their eruv in house number two, so none of the three houses have to contribute, because the house number two is where you put the eruv. The rules that the house where you put the eruv doesn't need to contribute. Houses one and three act as a beis shah from the chetzer into the bayis, or from the bayis into the chetzer, and therefore they are not mechuyav to contribute either. So this people come from this chotzer, go through the first number house, it's put in the second house. So none of the three need to contribute. There's only two houses. And for whatever reason, the people in chutzner number one want to put their eruv in chutzner number in bias number two, and people in chutzner number two want to put their eruv in bias number one. So each one is using this house both as a place to put an eruv, and the other group is using it as an access point. So we have a conflict. If it's an access point, so it shouldn't be putting an eruv in it. If it's a bias where you put an eruv, it shouldn't be an access point. So that situation, Zeb Ubos Zeb Derech Zeb in Yichu Ruba Bezeb Shtei in Lekano Erev Mimonoshach Ibai Shar Hu Chatzanan Hanois in Ruba Bezeb or Achsadra in Erev Vibayasu. So Elamai, you tell me it's a bias, not a Bezeb. So then fine, so it means there's somebody carrying through this bias. So bias number two is the is the place you put the Erev for Chatzah number one. But Bais number one is not joining them, and Bais number one is joining Chatzah number two. So, Kamatal to Bais, look at my Erev, there's a Bais in them which is not contributing. Well, Mishavin and Kol Bais, O Bais, the Gabi High Bais, the Gabi High Bais, Beishar. We don't give it a multiple status that the Gabi one thing it's a Bais, one thing it's a Beishar. We don't say that. How's it been in the case of Rab? The Rab Chof Gimel. I'm on the Shnayim Seva Reva Leno. Two people told somebody go and make an Erev Eruvei Tchumen for them. Rabbi Rashi learns. The Echad Erev Loi Mibadyam. One, he placed the Erev Mibadyam. The Echad Erev Loi Mishachashach. One, he put it down Mishachashach. Or banish moshes. Zesh ir below me by the name, Nechel Ruba banish moshes. Zesh ir below banish moshes, Nechel Ruba Mishir Taksha. So the one was put down before banish moshes, would consume banish moshes. At the end of banish moshes, it was no longer intact. The one was put down, Benish Moshe's, was consumed by Belilah. Shem cut away. So the one who was, so if we say that the beginning of Benish Moshe's is this month, Kinyas Erev, so Erev number one was intact at that point in time, and it was consumed afterwards, but Erev number two wasn't there yet. So no, Benish Moshe's is not the Zman Kinyas Erev. The Zman Kinyas Erev is the end of Benish Moshe's. So therefore number two was placed in time, and it was still intact. Well, then number one wasn't intact by the time that came. So you say, no, each one we look at Benish Moshe's differently. So you look at them independently. So why don't we say the same over here? For this it's a Beis Shaar, and for this it's a Bayis. For this it's Benish Moshe's as Yom, for this Benish Moshe's as Laila. What's the difference? It's a suffix whether day or night, and the people do not, each one is independent, so it's two separate shaylas, so we don't have any questions, we don't see anything strange. Otherwise it seems to be strange. Paravim Malika and Pierce Rashi Ruvit Chuman Ari Rabba. The Rabba Smokey is Ruvit Chuman. Chenam Pierce Khan, the Kodesh Shisa's. Rashi also uses the Lashem here, Kodesh Shisa, Ruvit Chuman Ari. Tomatum. Paravim Malika and Parach, the Masnish and Rashi Sefer, the Beresha Masha, the Savacha Sheikh and Marvin. Mashani Kanri Rubikateris, Kamri Batuman. Bakira Rabba. So there's a steer of the Mishnah, the Mishnah Malikan says Savakh Shekh Savannah Khajah Emma Arbin no, it's a Shaba there. Says, you want to make an Erev, earlier it says, which means before this man, that you light the, it says, light the Neres, Isartam Yiravta, which means you better make sure you made the Erev before this man. So, do you need, must you make the Erev before this man? You got to make even Ben. During this during his Spanish mushes, steer in the Mishnah. That's the Morris Kash. Yeah? Begin the Minish, it says, we ask, you must take care of these things beforehand. And then the Mishnah says that during Savach HaShecha, you can't be masters of the Vadai. So the question, he starts referring to the Vadai. You can't, like the Nair is Spanish mushes, because the Suffolk is sir. And Iraftim also you can't do beforehand. Then his mission continues and says, "Oh, masters of the Mai, Uma Orvin and Tamas Achamin, you could be Ma'ar of them." So it's a steer in the mission. Says the Morris Kasha. So Morris answers, "Kami Rubit Chuman, Kami Rubit Chetzeris." Mechira Rabba. Pierce Rashi, the Chetzeris, Asrinan, Sveka. Rubit Chuman, Sharinan. So the Pshat is the Gabi Rubik Chetzeris, it must be done before Benish Moshe. So that's what he said. We ask, did you take care of the Erev yet? It's still before Benish Moshe. That which it says, you may be master, and that's referring to Rubit Chuman. And that's Rabba's din over here. Of a Rubit Chuman, it's possible to put down Benish Moshe. That's what Rashi learns up the mission. You came, Milsa the Rabba, Ari Bitchuman. The Loshon Seva Arev Mashma Kipirusha. The Loshon Seva Arev is usually referred to going out to beyond the city and putting the Erev down. So it's referring to Ruvit Chuman, Rabbi Tzman Ruvit Chuman. That's Pshat. Because of the Pirusha, the Imkain, my parak, we must say the Rabbi, the Arev Bechuman, Ahid the Leal, the Arev Bechateris. We were discussing Ruvit Chateris in our Gemara. We asked him from Rabbi, we're talking about Ruvit Chuman. Why the Leal Parak Mishra to you? The even though we're makel b'divrei makel b'eru by Ruvah Chatzeres, not by Ruvah Tchumen. Mechem v'er kol ma'arvin tanana shalech Ruvah b'yad chershat the cotton in our eruv poruch b'amur Rav Chisa cotton gavur the eruv. The cotton is allowed to be the one to get gather the eruv in the Ruvah Chatzeres. Mishani kan b'Ruvah Tchumen kan b'Ruvah Chatzeres. Now, b'hosam akurah mastisin ari b'tchumen. That mishnah over there says shalech eruv b'yad chershat the cotton is referring to Ruvah Tchumen. It says it doesn't work. In Ruvah Chatzeres, it says the cotton could be goyves eruv. The kul pirka ari b'tchumen v'loshen shalech mashan na mihachi. So state doch that we're more machra by Ruvah Chatzeres. Okay, it doesn't mean go out beyond the city. It means go right now in the chotzer and gather. So Ruvah Tchumen, you must put it in place before Benish Moshes, and that's it. Ruvah Chatzeres, it's possible to do Benish Moshe. And so we had.
So we reversed.
Right.
But then what does it say about the earlier case where you had two different people and two different Eruvah women?
No, so we said that's the case also. We're switching everything. Rabbah's case was a case of Ruvah Chatzeres. So. There was two chatzeres next to each other, and chatzer A made their eruv before Shabbos, and it was necho ben hashmashes. And chatzer B made their eruv ben hashmashes, and it was necho b'layla.
Oh, so we're seeing that case also
was a case of Ruvah Chatzeres. Right. So maybe our Gemara talking about Ruvah Chatzeres, we're asking very good from Rabbah, which was referring to Ruvah Chatzeres.
So we end up with Ruvah Chumah.
Correct. And the argument for that, because the more it seems to be mashal, we're more machal by Ruvah Tchumen, because Tchumen has an asmacht deraisa, whereas Chatzeres doesn't. Okay, Perek Shvi Aleph. Chalon Shabbat Shnei Chatzeres Abal Arbobas Achasora Rotsu Marvin Shnayim Rotsu Marvin Echad. If there is an access between the two. So it's an access. So they're still independent. They can be married separately. But if they want, they can be married together. So it has to be 4x4, and it has to be within 10 tochim of the ground. There's no access in the halachically valid way. So two separate chatzeres, they must be married separately. Even though the majority of the windows above 10, as long as part of it is within 10. Or kulam b'sechaser miksasa the malam yisori b'marav mishnayim b'mirotz marav benecho. That's a valid access. V'chaloyin ogelhu sorach shehi bekeifoy shivser nechiyachumshu. If it was a circular window, you need to have a square which is 4x4. So if you have a circumference of 17 minus a fifth, which is 16 and 4/5, you're going to have a square of 4x4. Kamelon kol sheyesh bekeifoy shloisha. If you have a circumference of 16 and 4/5, means you have a diameter of 5 3/5. And 5 3/5 would be the hypotenuse of a triangle, which has two legs of 4x4, 4 and 4. So that would be the diagonal down the middle of a square, which is 4x4. Pachas me'abo is less than 4x4. Amar Nachum Lishon al chalon shebein shtei chatzeres. Al chalon shebein shtei ba'atim afilo l'mala mi'asor nami im rotzim marav benechad. Even though it's above 10, they can be marav together. It has less to be 4x4, but it can even be above 10. Why? My time, basic command the Moli Domi, because of Mechen Hilchus. We look at a bias as if it's Moli. So there's no height issue. It's always within the ground. It's always within 10 Tavachim of the ground. Let's hold it here.
sounds like what you said first is better.